B-Pod Studios.
Hey, what day is it?
Friday.
Okay. Seriously?
Yes, serious.
One thing's for sure, people take Friday very seriously.
Trust me, it's about to get serious.
Get serious.
Get serious.
Let's get serious here.
Seriously?
It's Friday.
Friday, it's time to party.
Who are you going with?
Who are you going with?
Just me, baby. Just me.
I'm having a me
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Now, it is Friday, right?
That is what I'm told.
It is bizarre. I'm seeing it on Facebook. One of my friends, Lisa, literally said, I don't even know what day it is anymore.
Yeah.
And she's probably 52. It's not like she's a senior who's been retired. For years.
No, it's
she's
a weird
just
time.
Working from home.
Yeah.
Doesn't know what day it is.
There's no schedule. Like, I mean, the kids have no schedule. It's, you know, you're doing things that you weren't doing any, you know, working from home is an adjustment too.
And well, people who retired always used to say, I don't know what day it is until Sunday because that's when the paper's really big.
Oh,
but now that doesn't even happen.
So
for folks listening, it is Friday. It's our last chance to give away $500 with our 80s song of the day, so we'll be doing that later on. It's also National Joe Day.
Joe?
Yeah, so if you know a Joe, celebrate Joe.
Huh.
And because you and Brian recommended the Netflix Tiger King.
Yeah.
Today we salute Joe Exotic.
That's right.
That's National
Joe Day. He is a national treasure.
Holy cow.
Because he's exactly what we
jail.
Need.
Wow.
Yeah, it's but you know what? He's exactly what we need right now. Yeah.
Let me say this. Since I've been working with you and Brian July-ish last year, you've recommended many shows for me to watch.
Yeah, and you never listen.
This is the first one that you've listened?
I think this could be it. And, wow.
I know. I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong on this one, LBF.
Nope.
So let me pass it on to folks who are looking to something this weekend. Jump into that one, The Tiger King.
It's 7 episodes, and they're about an hour long, and it is just the absolute distraction we all need.
Yeah.
Because it is fascinating, and every single
on so many
time
levels.
You think you like know what's happening,
right.
You're like,
twist.
What?
Turn.
Yeah.
Twist back.
Yeah, exactly.
Back.
Left turn.
The one you think is the nut, the insane one, might not be.
Yeah, exactly.
Could be somebody else that you thought was the normal one. It is something else.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, LBF.
You're welcome.
National Joe Day. It's Joe Exotic.
Advice from the couch. That's me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's take our first Joe call of the day. WROR, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Is this Joe?
This is Uncle Joe Beef Jerky.
Oh,
hey. Uncle Joe. How are you, bud?
How's everybody?
We're here.
We're good.
We think it's Friday.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm still working and working hard.
Well, where are you working, Joe?
I'm a truck driver for a plumbing supply company, and we supply lab pipe to hospitals and laboratories.
Oh, wow.
Good.
All right. That's good.
We need you.
We need you out there. Joe, do you have...
We're out there. We're still going.
I like it. You're up early.
But everybody have a safe day, and thank you for proclaiming
Joe Day.
Joe Day.
You make this Joe proud to be a WROR listener.
Oh, that's great,
yeah, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Love you guys.
Listen,
have
Joe.
A great day.
Before you go, take our advice. If you have Netflix... Watch The Tiger King, okay?
I'll do that today.
All right,
good.
All right, Joe. Thank
you. Won't
for
be
calling.
Sorry.
I'll be hammered, though.
You're going to be hammered? What?
With Steven Van Zandt. I mean, that's
Lillehammer.
Oh, Lillehammer.
Yeah, that's what you're binging?
Oh.
Oh, good.
All
See,
right.
I like that. We can, you know, can pass on binge.
Have a great day, guys.
See you, Joe.
Bye,
that's
Joe.
Good. It's your day today, Joe.
There you go.
All right. Anyway, this is our first Joe. Okay. Well, we're still giving away $500 every day at 4 o'clock. So, or today it's at 4 o'clock, I should say. It's Don Henley, the boys of summer. You know it. You love it. You saw a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. So, and you know, they should update that.
Yeah, they should.
They should update that song, you know.
Like a Jonas Brothers sticker on a Prius.
Yeah, okay, good. That's good. Anyway, it's the boys of summer, 4 o'clock. J-Bo Jones is going to play it for you as soon as you hear it start calling, because if you're lucky, caller 15... We'll throw $500 at you. How about that? That's good. All right. You say it's 47 degrees. That's another slice of good news.
Yeah, it's nice. It's going to be nice today. Almost 60.
Yeah, so we'll take that. Partly cloudy skies, high near 60. See, we're looking for a glimmer of hope. Just a
80s, and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian today. Partly cloudy. See, that's what we've been looking for. A nice 60-degree day.
Yes.
So good. You're going to use it. What are you going to do? Going to get out?
Sure. Lucy and I go for walks every day.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to grill. Tonight, I'm throwing meat on the grill.
Oh, really? Do you have your patio set out?
I just dragged out the grill. So
we're
good to grill.
So you have to eat
inside.
And I have some
good news for Catholics listening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, coming up.
Oh, yeah, good.
We can grill tonight. I'll tell you why.
All right.
Yeah, three cool things coming up next.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, cool things. Brought to you by Upwork. And right now, Upwork has the world's largest network of independent professionals like designers, developers, data scientists, you name it. When you need in-demand talent on demand, Upwork is how. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
Okay, if you are missing all the things that you used to do, I have a great idea that will kind of help you get through this missing stage.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
It's really good.
This is good. Okay, Brian?
Well, you know, some of the good things about nobody being out, I mean, even around here, they're doing construction on the road during rush hour because there's no traffic.
I know.
Well, I've got an iconic spot that's getting a fresh coat of paint thanks to the pandemic and no one being there.
Well, you're right. This is absolutely best time to do construction.
Right? Go replace a bridge or something.
Well, loopholes. Potholes, loopholes.
Yeah, I know.
All the same. Okay. All right, and I'm going to tell you why you, well, you don't have to have fish tonight if you don't want to.
Really?
Yeah, you can have the beef. I'll tell you why coming up next.
Okay.
Now you're excited. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, food.
Right, yeah.
All right, so people who, you know, you're home, the kids are home, you're thinking, you miss the things that you wanted to do, like go to a restaurant, go to a bar, go, you know, to school. So this woman tweeted this great idea. We've started a new thing in our house today and sharing it in case anyone else wants to try it. Every time we wish we could do something, go somewhere, treat ourselves, see someone we love, visit a new place, invite people to visit us, we're going to write it down on a post-it note and put it in a jar. And when this is all over, this will be our bucket list and we'll work our way through the jar and be more grateful than ever for the little and lovely things in our lives. Until then, we'll enjoy watching the jar fill up with magical things to look forward to. Don't you love that?
I like it.
That is
great idea.
Right now.
Isn't it?
I would totally do that. And then once this is over, be like, do we need this jar? No.
Oh, my God. It's a really good idea. And
that
I think I'm going
really
to start
cool.
it.
Yeah.
So,
good.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, Brian, what do you have?
Well, if one of the things in your jar is to go to, you know, travel some more.
Yes.
Right? Abbey Road. For the first time, they've actually gotten to repaint the crosswalk at Abbey Road in
nice.
London.
Nice.
Because it's always packed. I mean, it's still an active road, but people are always trying to get their, you know, picture where the Beatles took their picture in Abbey Road. And so finally, this week, construction crews went out and got to repaint it because it had gotten so worn down.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody's kind of locked in. So
that's
there you
so
go.
Funny. That's the one thing we didn't do when we were over the pond.
You didn't get your Abbey Road picture?
Didn't get to Abbey Road because I was told by Cecil, he said, it's great. It's a madhouse. Well, you don't want to go.
Yeah, you've got to trust a man named Cecil.
I did, yeah. Cecil was a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sadly,
yeah.
It's a madhouse.
Yes,
don't go.
Yeah,
have some tea.
That's what Cecil said.
Do that.
We listen to Cecil. And why wouldn't you? All righty. The Archdiocese of Boston is suspending Lent requirements for Catholics because of the coronavirus pandemic. So Cardinal Sean O'Malley says the requirement that Catholics not eat meat on Fridays has been waived the remainder of Lent, which ends April 8th. O'Malley says those who can continue the practice are encouraged to do so. By the way, all masses and other religious gatherings have been canceled until further notice.
Oh,
so that
God.
Means you don't have to reach for this tasty morsel for dinner tonight.
I want to tell you about a lady who
yep.
loved Filet-O-Fish.
Yep.
And when it was her dinner time, a wish, she would say, F-I-L-E-G-O.
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 F-I-L-E-G-O. F-I-L-E-G-O.
F-I-L-E-G-O. F-I-L-E-G-O.
Come on, big finish. Yeah. You know, know what?
I was
have the filet of fish.
Yeah, that was from 1985.
I love that,
and it was a direct ripoff from the Blues Brothers.
Oh, really?
The Minnie the Moocher scene. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Minnie the Moocher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I am.
Cab Calloway, remember that?
Oh, if. Anyway, wow. This so you can have the meat.
I've never seen that movie.
I love it. Oh, you
should watch it.
Put it on your list.
Put it on my bucket list.
You're on a mission from God.
Carrie Fisher, John Belushi, Dan. Oh, my God. This is great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Because of coronavirus, you are going to be quarantined, but you have a choice. Do you A, quarantine with your wife and child, or B?
B.
That's so funny.
Boy.
I had to play that twice yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that is really.
All right, let me hear it again.
Because of coronavirus, you are going to be quarantined, but you have a choice. Do you A, quarantine with your wife and child, or B?
B. 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 B.
That's so awful.
Isn't that great? I love it. Folks are home together a lot. Our spouses are lucky because they get to get a break from us. Right?
Yes.
And folks who are working. But there are couples that are spending a lot of time together.
Yeah.
Right? So you found some pretty cool
this woman tweeted.
Yeah.
So when you're working at home with your spouse, you find out things about them and their work life. So this woman posted, a funny thing about quarantining is hearing your partner in full work mode for the first time. Like, I'm married to a let's circle back guy. Who knew? And then the responses are so great. Like, I mean, this woman responds, I'm married to, just to clarify. I mean, it's crazy. Do you have one over there?
Yeah, husband. My wife works from home full time, but I remember the day I realized she was the one more question person at the end of meetings.
Ooh.
I was shook.
I know.
You know. One more question. Yeah,
I know. This woman said, my partner is laid back and chilled about everything, never has much of an opinion on or argument, but apparently at work, he's super competent and speaks up and gets things done. It's very disorienting.
Isn't that funny? another husband. I got to hear my wife discuss fundraising strategy for battling brain diseases, and it was super clear just how up I married.
Oh, so Dave doesn't have that problem.
Yeah, sure, this
woman said, told my husband at lunch I have a hard stop at 11:55 because I have to jump on a call. The look I got was amazing. I asked, does no one at your job say that? He said, no, I don't work with D-bags.
I have a hard stop.
A hard stop here.
Can you imagine telling your husband you have a hard stop?
I have a hard stop at 11:55. Yeah, I'm going to circle back on this. But let's think outside the box and put a pin in it.
I love that corporate speak
is so fascinating to me because I never use it. It's like listening to French.
Right?
Yeah. You're like,
ooh. Yeah, we don't hear it here.
I know. No. My wife has a real job, and listening to her on conference calls, I'm like, wow, you use all of those
She's
buzzwords.
Circling back,
oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a lot to unpack.
It's a lot to unpack.
And Clancy says, hearing my wife in meetings, especially with subordinates, it dawns on me that she uses personnel management techniques on me all the time.
Yeah.
And now he's like, wait a minute. Let me circle back to that. I'm not your subordinate.
I know. Dave just locks himself in the upstairs office, and I literally don't see him until 5.
See, because he's a legit 9-to-5 guy.
Yeah,
but boy, he likes his cocktails after.
Yes, he does. It's like being married to Don Draper. Comes downstairs and asks for a Manhattan. And then I say, go make
Mike
yourself.
Brady. Nice. He's more of a Mike Brady.
A Mike Brady.
Is he like a Mike Brady kind of guy? Always just golly gee, do Williger.
Is he really?
Just a nice, hard-working guy.
I think it's funny because I think he's more like Don Draper.
Okay. Anyway, I'll leave that alone. Doesn't have Draper hair, but that's the way it goes.
It's all right.
Okay, what do you got in the bin for laundry?
Well, we have celebrities who are doing good.
Hey, put a pin on that. Let's circle back.
Oh, God.
Circle back.
It's a lot to unpack.
It's a lot to unpack. But okay, go ahead, unpack it.
We've got some celebrities doing good and also celebrities who are really tone deaf.
Mm-hmm.
So the good and the bad and the ugly.
All right.
Dirty Laundry.
All
next.
Right, we're gonna. Well, what's the corporate speak for that?
I don't know.
We don't have real jobs.
We have a hard stop at 6:50.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to circle the square. Okay, good.
Circle gets the square.
Yeah, that's
oh, my
it. Okay.
God.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to need you to listen at 4 o'clock today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You've been hanging around with your daughters a lot.
I know. We watched The Office, Office Space the other day. Yeah. We're going to need you to listen to The Boys of Summer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be at 4.
Noah.
Yes, you want to listen. Don wow. Henley, he's your 80s artist of the day or song of the day. 4 o'clock, Boys of Summer. Caller 15 wins $500. People 6:45, LBF with some Dirty Laundry. What do you got?
Celebrities behaving badly and behaving well.
Okay.
And a plot twist.
Oh.
This is the plot twist. I'm going to tell you right up front. So ESPN, because they have no sports, they're going to be airing Disney movies instead of live sports.
Mm.
Isn't that an amazing turn of events? So well, they're going to be Disney sports Disney? Films. It's not Snow White.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's smart.
So yes. The Rookie stars is tonight.
Yep.
Glory Road will air on April 3rd. I've never seen that. Not a surprise, though. More movies that will air include Miracle, Invincible, Secretariat.
Oh, I want to see
Miracle. Oh, I love Secretariat.
Oh, Secretariat.
And the
good.
Greatest game ever played.
Which one's that?
You're asking me?
Oh.
I don't know.
Good point. Yeah. Miracle. That's the. Is that Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's a great one.
1980 hockey team, U.S.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Also, I have kind of sad news.
Uh-oh.
I want to play a little
you
something.
You have some sound?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Boy.
Curly.
Oh.
Fred Curly Neal of the Harlem Globetrotters. He died. He was 77. Mm. I remember, like, he was on Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was
but
good.
He was great. I mean, I remember watching him and being fascinated that they called him Curly.
You know,
small,
in the 70s and 80s, you actually knew the players.
Yeah.
You knew their names.
Right. They were famous.
Metal Arc, yeah. Lemon, Curly. Right. Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, so anyway, he died. Yeah. Also, I don't mean to start this off with death, but
yeah.
The guy who was in Desperately Seeking Susan, Mark Blum, he was, remember that movie with Madonna in the 80s?
It was so bad.
He was Rosanna Arquette's husband. It was a bad movie, but everyone saw it because
yeah,
it was Madonna's first movie. Anyway, he died due to complications from the coronavirus. He was 69 years old.
Jeez.
He's a character actor. He was in The Blacklist and The Sopranos. He was the guy who owned the bookstore in You.
You know him when you see him.
Yes, exactly. Right. So, I mean, it's really
and he was
sad.
In Succession.
Was he in Succession?
Yeah.
Who did he play in Succession?
He was the guy in the office that, like, left everything so he wouldn't take the fall.
Oh,
what was his
okay.
Name?
I forget.
I know.
By the way, if you are looking to binge watch something, Succession is one of the best shows you can watch. I'm sad that I already watched every episode because I could have used it for right now. All right, celebrities who are being annoying during the coronavirus. That's easy to spot. I'm going to give you a couple ones. You know, Gal Gadot did her that Imagine thing. But Gwyneth Paltrow is continuing. I noticed this. Is continuing to sell her clothing, her expensive clothing on Goop. $2,000 skirt and blouse combo. I mean, my God.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Farrell asked everybody for donations. Pharrell. Sorry.
That's
I always
okay.
mess
I know.
That
it's
up.
Pharrell.
Farrell
I know it because
Pharrell.
My daughter's, you know, back in the day.
Pharrell. Then it should be with one R.
You'd think,
can we talk
right?
about that?
Yeah, let's talk about.
Anyway, he's
what
worth $150 million.
Yeah.
And he's asking regular people for donations for the coronavirus. It's just yeah. like, no.
I wonder how Will Ferrell is doing.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
see?
Right, that's right.
Yes. Evangeline Lilly from Lost refusing to quarantine. Come on, she finally apologized. Sheena Shea from Vanderpump Rules refusing to self-isolate and instead inviting friends to a party. And then she later apologized. Kristen Cavallari, they're all reality people, complaining that the algorithms are messing with her Instagram views, which she just did 2 days ago, saying, I've spent years building this family of followers on Instagram because that's what matters. Good job. But people are doing nice things because Ralph Lauren donated $10 million. Pharrell,
you listening?
Exactly. Let's see. Drew Brees is giving $5 million to Louisiana for the...
$5 million.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that's great.
But that's a big hot spot now because of Mardi Gras.
Right.
And so now it's. I think it might actually surpass New York with the number of cases.
That's insane.
So Roger Federer is donating $1 million affected by coronavirus in Switzerland because that's where he's from. But there are people that are doing good things.
It's impacting everybody, so it's hard to see a guy like Pharrell or any multimillionaire with a 17-room mansion say, hey, give.
Yeah.
Let me see what you give.
You start. Show me what you gave.
Because everyone's being impacted. And a lot of certainly people being laid off, pay cuts. So it's hard to ask people for money.
I know, especially this time.
Now,
Well, you can do what you do and do takeout and buy the gift certificates.
Sarah, you can help that way.
Pay the people. That's another thing you could do is if you can, pay the people that you like aren't going to see or aren't going to use. Like maybe you could Venmo your hairdresser, like maybe the tip you would have given her.
Because they're not making any
money. Like if you have a person who cleans your house, pay them for the week.
Right.
Because those people really rely on those gigs.
Well,
and so
you have a 17-room house and you want
to... Oh, yeah. So, 17 teeny tiny little rooms, one person can stand it. It's a woodsy shack.
It's a nice place. And let's talk about teachers. Speaking of people doing great things.
Yeah.
Coming up next. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, today, by the way, is the last day to vote on the final eight for our cutest pet bracket contest. It's at WROR.com. So we are down now to eight face-offs, eight matchups.
Okay.
And just like with college basketball, NCAA, it goes to four after this. So it's getting serious. Now, you go to WROR.com. You can vote. It's so cute. Just dogs versus cats.
And the winner
gets
a seven-night eight-day?
Usually it's the other way around.
I know. I like to mix it up.
Eight-day, seven-night.
Vacation to Barbados.
That's nice.
With airfare from JetBlue, and you can take it within the year. So.
Hey, you sure? Take it within the year. Just go to WROR.com.
Such a pro.
You're so smooth. You know what? You're Mount Rushmore when it comes to the most famous, talented radio personalities.
It's true.
You're up there with Casey and Howard and Don Imus. There's your face right there.
Delilah.
Oh, Delilah. Oh, jeez. I prefer you, trust me. Yes, I do. But anyway, the cutest pet contest, go to WROR.com. Vote there. Like we said, it's going to be till midnight tonight. And then we have the final four matchups.
That's exciting.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
For that 7 day, 8 night, 8 7 day, 15. How long? Barbados. All right, Brian, do me a favor. Check if the Google machine is working. I think seriously, I don't think there's a case in Barbados. I wonder if there's any corona in Barbados. We'll check that out.
Right, probably just on ice.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, it is 7:08. Good news today, high of 60. We're going to, you know what? Officially 59, but I think we're going to just kiss 60.
I bet you it's going to be 62 in Canada.
Wouldn't
today.
That be nice?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice? You could use it. Clear skies tonight, 35, and tomorrow, partly cloudy and 53. Sunday, a bit cooler with rain, 45. Let's give a shout out, LBF, to the teachers who must, they got to feel like this is the craziest thing ever, but they have to feel as though, you know, what do we do? If you're a teacher, how do you do your job, right?
Yeah, you're doing your job.
So we come and we do a job. Your husband, Dave, is working from home doing his job. Mm-hmm. How are teachers? I'm just wondering I'd like to hear from teachers. Like, how are they spending their day now? And are they getting a sense of accomplishment?
Right.
Do you feel like you're still teaching, even though schools are closed till May 4th?
Yes, I know. Now that they've extended the, this sort of vacation, so to speak, for kids, but it's not. Well, a lot of the kids are getting curriculum from their teachers, and then some teachers are doing like a Google Classroom. I mean, these teachers are now having to really think outside of the classroom and the virtual classroom. And I know that Lucy's teachers and her OT and PT and those people have been sending emails, and we have a Google Classroom account. That's new to me.
Google Classroom, you didn't know you had one.
And then these teachers, a lot of them have kids of their own, so not only are they teaching our kids, they're teaching their kids.
I didn't think of that.
And that's a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. And then the parents are under a lot of pressure to, like me, like, well, what do I teach?
Yep.
Lucy's going to get a PhD in film studies.
Right. what were you studying yesterday?
Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias.
But we do go for walks afterward, and we talk about characters and plot and action and things like that when it comes to movies.
Yeah.
So.
No, but you're doing what you can.
Right.
So, Brian, you're hearing from teachers every day? Are they getting
I got to give the West Bridgewater school system some credit. They are sending home a lot of stuff. Sam's in fourth grade, and they have the Google Classroom, and they get an assignment every day.
What is the Google Classroom? Because my kids are
They get assignments, and there's little apps to do games for math, or, you know, there's all sorts of stuff in there.
Yeah, it's a lot of ideas.
Okay. Yeah.
It's good.
And even my little girl is in kindergarten. They had a whole Zoom chat yesterday with both teachers and the whole class. That was a cacophony right there. And basically, my wife, who's also working from home, is like the teacher in the morning, and then I come home, and I am like the substitute.
They
do not treat me with the same respect
that Mrs. Bell gets.
No.
Maybe they should call you Mr. Bell instead of Dad. That might, you know, step it up.
Yeah, it's not.
But we want to salute the teachers out there who are, you know, trying to do their job from home in a very challenging way.
Yeah, really.
I can't imagine. Can you imagine, like, back before there were computers?
No, you just
How would you do this? You'd send your book home and there'd
be books.
Chapter assignments.
Yeah, like you got those big, you know, like...
Yeah, big text.
Big textbooks, and you just have to read them, and then there'd be... usually in those textbooks, there was a quiz after each chapter within the book.
How were you... I'd like to hear from a teacher how they're doing it, especially high school. How are you... Because no parent, at least that I know of, would be able to help with physics and chemistry.
Oh, I'm sorry, but like just first grade math.
Okay, that's tough enough. Yeah.
It's not easy. Like new math is very difficult for the olds.
Let's see if there's a teacher listening or two. 888-410-1057. Just curious to see how you are approaching this, especially high school teachers, right?
Yeah, I think all teachers. I mean, even special ed teachers with Lucy.
I didn't want to do homework in high school already.
Yeah.
Give me a couch and Netflix, forget about it. What? Yeah. All right. So 888-410-1057 if you're a teacher. 57 WROR. It's 80s and more. I was eating that raspberry beret. That's the problem with that. I mean, isn't it terrible?
What?
Are you guys finding yourself eating more than you probably would in the past?
You know what? I eat a lot to begin with, so I feel like I'm okay.
Thank God my wife's around. Put the dang thing
down. I probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Oh, my God. Life goals.
I'm telling you. I had a bologna sandwich yesterday for the first time in years. It was low-sodium bologna, though.
Oh, good.
So I'm doing that.
Great.
For my waistband.
But I really want a raspberry Danish twist, though, from Entenmann's, and that's a comfort food.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's not just me. That's good to know.
It's not just you.
When you hear the song Raspberry Beret, and you're thinking...
And you get hungry, you have a problem.
It's 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Elton John just had his 73rd birthday the other day. How about that? Still rocking out. He's doing the retirement tour. He was, which of course has been sidelined.
I think that's just going on forever. That he might be doing something online.
He's going to do something online. I think there's some concert special.
Yeah.
That he's involved with. Okay, going to be 59 degrees today, so that's good news. 47 now, and I've got some good news too.
Because I still haven't found. Toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
How about that?
Uh-huh. No, I still haven't found toilet paper roll.
Yeah. Sorry, Bono. I found it. Found some toilet paper yesterday.
You did? Did you bring enough for the whole class?
I wasn't allowed to.
You weren't?
Not allowed to.
You're only allowed to have one?
Only two rolls or two packages.
Two packages. That's what stores need to do. They need to have people just one and done. Okay, bye. Okay.
I was at, I'll just say where I was. It was at Whole Foods yesterday.
How much was the toilet paper?
Yeah, I don't want to know. But it was worth it at any price. Yeah.
Organic.
Organic. Two-ply. Definitely two-ply.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Well,
is it llama wool? What is it?
That'd be nice.
Alpaca.
Yeah, it's vegan, I think. You can eat it.
You can
it's
eat
good.
It.
Yeah. That's great. So, yeah, you could buy two packages. But, no, I did not. I just took one because there wasn't a lot there.
Restraint.
I didn't want to be that guy.
You can't be that guy.
Right. So
that guy's the worst.
I don't like that guy.
Nope.
I don't want to be that guy. Nope. Have you seen toilet paper anywhere?
No. No.
It's unbelievable.
I mean,
even Market Basket. I don't.
Dave blew his nose. I'm like, don't waste that.
Don't waste it. We have tissue boxes.
Wash it out.
No. You want to use the napkins?
Let's do a scavenger hunt. I mean, I just said I found it. I can't guarantee it's still there. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
But if you know where you can find toilet paper or any other hard to find product, call us.
Yeah.
We'll spread the word.
None at the Target near me. None at. I don't think there's any at Wegmans.
I couldn't find rubbing alcohol for our thermometer. Still can't find that. We have to use handy wipes for that, which is kills bacteria. 99%. So worried about that.
How many thermometers do you have?
Just one.
Oh, you don't have the one that you press on your head?
No.
Wash it off.
The one you press on your head?
Yeah, you still wash it between uses. Between
so if you know where the TP is, let's start with that.
Yeah.
If you know where toilet paper is or, I mean, hand sanitizer.
Yeah, Clorox wipes.
Give us a call. We'll spread the word. 888.
Well, should we?
Well, we should. No, we're going
to
be.
We don't. But you have
how about
to promise.
This? Just tell us first, and then next week we'll tell everybody else.
You have to promise to only take one.
Just take one.
Yes.
All right. So if you know where the TP is near you, 888-410-1057. People need to know.
They do.
Yeah. Okay. What's going on?
Dirty well, water. I want to talk about, because there's no sports.
Oh, my God.
What ESPN has to air. And it makes me laugh so hard. Ha, ha, ha.
No.
No, I love sports. Don't get me wrong.
Lining.
There is, but this there is an interesting way to combat the lack of sports.
Yeah.
It's all right. Bob and I are going to be watching virtual racing on Sunday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, from the virtual Texas Motor Speedway.
That's where we're going to be.
On Fox.
On Fox.
It's on the big network because they have nothing else.
It's fun. We're watching other people.
Finally, their chance
we're
to
watching
shine.
Other people play video games.
That's right.
It's exciting. You ever think you do traffic, Brian? You've been doing this for a while. Where you had to tell people to slow down. That is a traffic report in our day and age.
It's really a topsy-turvy
to
world.
To say slow down.
I mean, I'm telling you, when I'm going home on 24, people could not be going faster.
No, right? It's crazy.
I mean, I was doing like 85 in the middle lane just to keep up barely with traffic.
And somebody was probably
and tailgating.
I'm
like, guys, let's slow down.
It's not a drill. All right, if you happen to know of any vital, just we can pass it on to our listeners, anything that you know is in short supply, give us a call. We'll spread the word. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more with some George Harrison. Later, Brian's got some news about Abbey Road. George, that is long overdue. So we were asking just a couple of minutes ago, if you're out, you're listening to us, maybe you've already made a stop at a grocery store or wherever, you know, to find the essentials.
Yeah.
So one of the things that's been extremely hard to find is toilet paper or any paper products, right?
Exactly.
So we have a woman on the phone who I think might have scored some. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm at Market Basket in Brockton, and they have a lot of toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
But it's early. I don't think we can anybody under 60 can't shop yet.
What time does that stop?
No. It's only till 7.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
Market Basket in Brockton.
6 to 7.
So give me an eyeball.
Yeah, they have a whole
count.
Aisle 12.
Aisle 12. No, eyeball. Not the aisle.
Yeah, like how many there?
How many, you think?
Oh, they're 4-packs. No, actually, they're 6-packs.
Yeah.
And there's a whole, like, half an aisle.
Oh, that's
great. All right. Okay, good to know.
The good stuff?
Not bad.
The good stuff?
What?
The good stuff.
No.
Not the good stuff.
No, it's what is it? Market Basket, Supreme Soft, Strong and Soft.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers.
Six rolls, 2-ply.
Oh,
all right, Bob's happy.
There you go.
Are there any signs, like, with restrictions or anything? Like, only take two?
Yeah.
Two.
Two?
Okay, good.
Yep.
Did you see anything else in the store that people might want to know about?
I just shop, and the deli's open.
Oh, that's
Stop
good.
And Shop deli's
Do you
closed.
See a raspberry Danish
nice
twist from Entenmann's?
Yeah. Maybe send some of those. I'll drop them off for you.
Hey, you know what's really good at Market Basket are those little mini sandwiches, those little lobster rolls.
I don't think they're doing them right now.
Oh, they make them?
Yeah, they're already pre-made.
Pre-made.
Oh my God!
Okay. Well, I have to look for them.
I'm telling you, those are so good. There you go. Hey, what's your first name?
Joanne,
thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll get the word out.
You're
okay?
Welcome. Okay.
Take care. Be safe.
Bye
bye.
There you go. That's nice.
Yeah.
Kind of a woman on the street report.
Right. That's what we need. We need correspondence. Toilet paper correspondence. Yeah.
What are you looking for from Entenmann's?
Raspberry Danish twist.
They gotta have it.
It's so good. And if you nuke it, you might burn your face off.
Oh my God.
But it's so yummy. Oh,
I'll probably sit around and cook some soups.
Lowest one.
All right, I'll be up. Before you do dirty laundry, there is some breaking news from London. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for coronavirus, is experiencing mild symptoms. So
wow.
Boris Johnson got it. He's the Prime Minister.
I think a lot more people might have it than just don't have testing.
I think he's in his mid-50s.
Yeah.
Right.
He is a very strange-looking man. What a haircut.
The hair, wow.
Yeah, what a haircut. Kathy Griffin is in the hospital, and she thinks she has coronavirus, but she can't get a test. Yeah, she's been posting all about it. So that's
Why
the thing.
She can't get a test in a hospital.
I think they run out very quickly.
Right. I guess she's just not famous enough.
Yeah, I guess D-list. Life on the D-list doesn't get you a test.
All right, so I just want to pass that on in case you hadn't heard that. Okay.
Plot twist for ESPN. So there are no sports or no new sports.
No.
And so ESPN doesn't have anything to really air. And it's now they're going to air something very surprising. Disney movies. Yep.
Okay.
Yes, they are. Uh-huh. A selection of Disney sports films, which is kind of cool because I like a sports film. I like Rudy. Who doesn't?
And Kurt Russell used to make them last week.
Yeah. The Rookie is airing tonight. Glory Road will be on April 3rd. And then other movies that they're going to air, Miracle, Invincible, Secretariat, The Greatest Game Ever Played. Favorite sports movie?
God, that's tough. But I do want to see Miracle.
Yeah.
I do want to see that. Favorite sports movie? Give me a second. Maybe Lou Gehrig.
Oh, the one with Gary Cooper?
Yeah, that was great.
Kicking it old
No, but I'm
school.
Thinking like old.
Remember the Titans. That's a good one.
Yeah, that was good.
I like the one about Jackie Robinson. That's the one.
42?
42.
I didn't see that.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
I like Secretariat. They're going to be doing that.
That's a good one.
Awesome.
That's a good one.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man?
Huh? Yeah.
Is it a sports movie?
No, Tobey Maguire.
Oh.
Okay. Sorry. Like, okay. I guess it could be a sports movie.
Yeah, I mean,
so
gymnastics.
Right? All right. Remember that gymnastics movie from the 80s? I can't remember it right now, but it was Wayne Gretzky's wife was in it.
Yeah, and with Brad, the blonde kid.
Yeah, it's crazy. Look that
up.
Fall
into a wormhole.
Yeah, yeah,
don't go there. All right,
okay, so
on.
Justin Timberlake and his wife, Jessica Biel, still the fallout from that New Orleans thing where he was caught holding hands and canoodling with his co-star.
Mm-hmm.
But they are self-isolating. Now, this is what I find interesting about celebrities.
Yeah.
Justin posted a picture of self-isolation in Wyoming, and they have this photo of Jessica.
Well, that must be nice.
But the thing is that how does that happen? Like, does he have a private plane? Should he be taking?
I'm sure he does.
You sure he does? And
sure.
They take a private plane out to Wyoming where they can just self-isolate in this beautiful. And it's
even
kind
if he doesn't have one, he can charter one.
It's kind of annoying.
What?
Because to see celebrities do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I would say don't post that stuff because most people, fans, are self-isolating in, like, tiny little houses
or apartments. Your brother is in New York.
My brother's
in
New York
City.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's got three kids.
He'd like to be
a
in
dog
Wyoming.
And a wife. He texted me. He said,
hang on a second, little boy. Yeah, hang on.
I wonder if he'd like to take that coronavirus quiz.
Yeah. ROR, good morning.
Hi, my name is Tim. Listen, one of the classic movies ever.
Yeah.
For sport movies, Debbie Does Dallas.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
North
friend
Dallas
just texted me.
North Dallas 40 was a good one.
The Natural, and that has Robert
that's
Redford.
That's a great movie.
You want your gymnastics movie?
Yeah, what is it?
American Anthem.
Oh, my God, remember
starring
it?
Mitch Gaylord and Janet Jones.
Yes.
Janet Jones.
There you go.
Oh,
she
my
retired
God.
From acting after she married Wayne.
Amazing. It was amazing.
Does it hold up?
I don't know. I'm going to find out this weekend, Janet though, because
Jones.
I got nothing to do.
We're going to do
going to be, yeah, gym class. Lucy, let's go and watch American Anthem. Let's do this.
All right.
But anyway, if you're a celebrity and you're in Wyoming and you're all by yourself, don't post it because we don't like you.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah. We want to see you in a box somewhere.
Eating
Campbell's or.
Kristen Bell was great.
Eating Dinty Moore.
She posted a video of herself waving to her husband because he was self-isolating in a different apartment building because he'd been away with her kids running around and waving through the window like regular people.
Yeah.
Be regular.
Be regular. On the regs. Yeah, no. I want to see them with a can of Dinty Moore.
Right.
Okay. Have some of that.
We have a can of Dinty Moore.
We have beefaroni, too.
We do.
Why don't you have some of that?
I know. It's almost awesome. I just need that
raspberry. You think Justin Timberlake's going to be eating beefaroni?
I don't think so. He should.
With his tenderoni?
Get the throwback recipe. It's better than the regular one. It's so good, you guys.
Survival advice from LBM. Thank God it's Friday.
Our team is beefaroni.
Got it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
Hey, don't forget, we're still giving away cash. Today's your last day to win $500 with the 80s song of the day. We're going to do some Don Henley, The Boys of Summer, in the 4 o'clock hour. I think chances of winning are greater because the roads are not that full. So if you're listening on your way home, hands-free, you just call this number.
888-410-1057.
Call at 15, 4 o'clock. Boys of Summer wins $500.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Super Smart brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's Buy 2. Get to free sale, windownation.com. Let's say good morning to Heather. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
You ready to play Super Smart?
I think so.
Okay, Heather, you are a phlebotomist, right? For the Red Cross.
I am.
You guys must be right now working very hard to get as much as you can, right?
Yeah, we definitely are.
Mm-hmm.
It's been busy.
You know, I've always wanted to give blood, but I can't now.
Because why? Everybody thinks they can't, but they can.
I can't.
Why?
Because in the Navy back in the 80s, there was mad cow disease going on
in
Europe. So there's a fear I might have mad cow.
That explains a lot.
It does, doesn't it?
Exactly.
It
does.
So I can't give.
Yeah, no, you definitely probably can't then.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I can't give milk either.
I'm watching you.
Heather, just kidding. Okay, you ready to play Super Smart?
I sure am.
All right.
We're punchy today. It's Friday, in case you didn't know what day it was. All right, Heather.
Thank you.
From Ashland, Massachusetts, let's play Super Smart in 60 seconds. Get them all right. We'll give you $1,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not sure, say pass on one. We'll get back to it if we have time. You ready to go?
I am.
Here we go.
What is 22 plus 8?
30.
Which state is called the Lone Star State?
Texas.
Who invented the light bulb in 1879?
Thomas Edison.
What are the three branches of the United States government?
Pass.
How many wings does a flea have?
2.
From which country did Mexico gain its independence in the 19th century?
America, United America.
When first founded by Benjamin Franklin, what was the job of the Bucket Brigade?
Put out fires.
What do you call a group of crows?
Ooh, I don't know, cackle?
What movie is loosely based on Philip K. Dick's novel, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sleep?
Pass.
Who killed Macbeth?
Pass.
What are the three branches of the United States government?
Get beaten for not knowing that.
She just gave you a legislative.
I gave you one.
Yeah. A freebie.
Got a freebie there. What are they?
They are the legislative, judicial, and executive.
All right.
Heather, that's hard.
Heather, we got 4 right is what we counted today.
That's it?
Yeah, but you did pass. You passed a couple.
Yeah,
so.
You passed.
So those don't.
I wanted to change one of my answers, too, and I can't remember what it was now.
Which one? You remember?
All
right, we'll go through. What did we miss, LBF?
How many wings does a flea have?
That one.
What do you want to change it to?
Right?
None.
We'll give it to you. We'll give you 5.
From which country did Mexico gain its independence in the 19th century? What did you say?
America.
The United States.
America. Okay, America. Spain. It was Spain.
They speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
What do you call a group of crows? A murder.
A
Isn't
what?
That wackadoo?
A what?
A murder.
Well, well, well.
Didn't know that.
What movie is loosely based on Philip K. Dick's novel, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sleep? Actually, sheep. Not sleep.
What?
Blade Runner.
Oh, I would have gotten it if you
no. Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Oh, we're going to give her six. So that's six now.
Yeah. Who killed Macbeth?
Yeah.
Macduff. I thought it was McScrooge. But it was Macduff.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, Shakespeare.
Yeah, Macbeth.
Yes, she was. No,
yes, and Macduff killed Macbeth, but the joke was McScrooge.
McScrooge. That's okay. I thought it was a Hamburglar. Don't feel bad.
Oh, boy. Okay. But you did, you know, it was a lot, and, you know.
All right. Heather, where can folks go if they want to give blood? What do you suggest they do?
You can go onto the Red Cross website and put in, or you can donate. There's an app you can download. Mm-hmm. And put in the zip code, and they'll tell you where they are in the area.
Oh,
all right,
great.
That's good.
There's a lot of cancellations, so it's kind of changing every day, so you want to check it every day. But, we're clean, and everything's sanitized between donors. We're really careful, and
that's great.
We want to protect
everybody. I wish I could give.
I wish you could.
Mr. Mad Cow over there.
I got Mad Cow. I know, it explains a lot. All
yes,
right, fine.
It does.
All right. Hey, Heather. Listen, when things get better, we want you and whoever you want to take to go to D's Keys with a $100 gift card, okay?
D's Keys. Thank you so much.
That's it. It's fun. It's karaoke, dueling pianos. There might be a drink or two to celebrate.
There will definitely be a drink
or
two.
Okay, good.
Thank
you,
like
Heather. Have a great weekend. You stay safe.
Thank you
safe,
so much.
Okay?
You too.
There you go. All right, Heather. So if you want to play Super Smart in 60 Seconds, just go to WROR.com. You sign up there. It's fun. It's fast. It's free. Even if you have Mad Cow, we'll let you play.
Okay.
How about that?
That's great.
All right. Plus, the home version of the game goes up every day, right, LBF?
Yep. It's multiple choice. It's right on WROR.com. And you can, as I say, you can use it as a homeschooling.
Oh, yeah.
Lesson plan.
Oh, yeah. Just sit them right down. It's multiple
Macbeth.
Choice.
Macduff.
Pop quiz.
That's right. It's 8:15. And, hey, listen. At WROR.com, it's Operation Gift Card. You should check that out. If you want to do takeout tonight, we've got tons of restaurants that are open for business, and they would love to see you. WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's 8:23. LBF, what do you have? What's going to be cool?
If you're missing your favorite restaurant, your favorite person, your family, and because you're self-isolating, well, I have a great idea to sort of get you through it. Because this will pass, and then I got this great idea in the meantime.
Okay, I like it. Thank you. Brian Bell, what's cool?
Well, you know, with everyone staying in, it's giving some landmarks time to actually freshen up, and there's one in London
that could use that. Right?
It could use it, and it's never not busy, except right now.
Okay, all right. I have a special message from the Archdiocese of Boston. Yes,
okay.
You'll want to hear it.
Give me Bob.
It's very
I've
important.
Yeah, we know.
Again. Okay. No, this is good. Okay. All right. Sit up.
Okay. I'll go. All right. This is a nice idea. It was on Twitter. This family in self-quarantine just sort of misses everything. Misses family, friends, and they decided, we've started a new thing in our house today and sharing it in case anyone else wants to try. Every time we wish we could do something, go somewhere, treat ourselves, see someone we love, visit a new place, invite people to visit us, we're going to write it down on a post-it note and put it in a jar. And when this is all over, this will be our bucket list, and we'll work our way through the jar and be more grateful than ever for the little and the lovely things in our lives. Until then, we'll enjoy watching the jar fill up with magical things to look forward to.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
I love it.
I like
really?
It. You put a little bucket list of things that you want to do.
My mother and sister did that. They spent a summer in New York City because my sister was in an acting school there. Mm. And they cut out all the places that they wanted to go in New York City and put them in a jar. And then every day they'd pick one out and they'd do it so that they didn't forget to enjoy the city. So it's kind of a version of that.
Very
it works.
Cool.
It really
nice.
Does work.
Yeah.
That's good.
I would totally do that.
You know,
chuck the jar when I get out of
God.
The house.
Okay.
I would totally do that.
Yeah.
I'm
all right.
Going here.
Yeah. All right. No, but seriously, if once we can travel again, one of the great spots is an Everyone who goes there takes the famous picture, Abbey Road.
Yeah.
You can't go there without taking a picture in the crosswalk, even though this car is trying to come down the street still. But it's never not busy. There's always people trying to get across that crosswalk.
Yeah.
But right now, everyone's locked in, so there was a crew out this week repainting
that is great.
The crosswalk at Abbey Road.
Wow. The most crossed over crosswalk for no reason.
Busiest crosswalk in the land.
We didn't go when we were over. I wanted to, but Cecil said, sorry, bloke.
Sorry, Bob. But it's awful busy this time of year.
Well, that sounds just like Cecil.
That sounds like a Cecil to me. Yeah, actually, Cecil. It's Cecil.
Yes, it was Cecil. Cecil. He didn't like it when I called him. Cecil, now that explains it, okay?
You ugly American, thank you for visiting our country.
I said, Cecil, what do you say? We're thinking on going to Abbey Road over there. What do you think of that, Cecil?
He said, well, it's Cecil, actually. Yeah, exactly. It's Cecil. Boob.
Yeah, you do a very good Cecil.
Cecil?
Cecil.
Oh, yes. Fun.
Ah, yes. Confession time.
Oh, God. This how much time good. Do you have?
Yeah, right. You know, the thing is, we'll know it's you. You can't disguise your voice, so just fess up. The Archdiocese of Boston, Sean O'Malley. He's not even, doesn't sound like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know, not even at all.
Okay, has issued special dispensation to Catholics to allow them to have red meat during Lent. It is the Lenten season.
Are you not supposed to have it at all during Lent?
Yeah, no red meat.
The entire 40 days?
Well, the good ones don't, but certainly on Friday you don't.
Oh, okay.
So, but he said it's okay, you can have the meat.
Okay, great.
Where's the beef? So, for Catholics, you don't have to have that fish and chips tonight. I like it anyway.
But it's encouraged that if you can stay away from red meat, then you should, right?
Well, I guess.
It'll put you in better standing with that guy above.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, every little bit helps.
Exactly.
Very, very good.
I know.
Where's my... My fun commercial from the
80s. Oh, you need that?
Okay. Yeah. For those who,
This is why they invented this, kind of, right?
This is why they invented this particular sandwich, because of the Lenten season.
I want to tell you about a lady who loved filet-o-fish.
Filet-o-fish.
And when it was her dinner time, a wish she would say. F-I-L-E-T-O.
F-I-L-E-T-O. I love it.
F-I-L-E-T-O.
That's catchy.
You know what? I'm going to have it anyway.
All right.
All righty then. Hey, what do you have, Scott? What's going on?
All righty. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just left the Market Basket in Jefferson, Endicott Street.
Yeah.
Two full pallets of Angel Soft toilet paper.
Stop it.
Is that how much you bought or how much they
have? No.
I just go to the BJ's and knock over the older ladies because the younger kids can hang on tight. I just take whatever they got.
Nice. That's nice.
My God.
Wow.
Also, I got another one. You know how they let the older people shop from 6 to 7?
Yep.
We got to find a way to let the slower people shop from 5 to 6 in the afternoon. Oh, my God. No one in the store, but it takes you hours.
They
look at every item. It's like, I know you have nothing to do at home, but some of us don't want to catch anything.
We're moving.
Oh, you mean the slow shopper. Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
No.
Let them go from 5 to 6 in the afternoon when everybody else is already home.
You got to treat shopping like a bank robbery. Get in, get out. That's it.
I know, but I know it's tough right now because sometimes, like, it's the only time you get to leave the house.
I know, that's what he's saying. People like,
it is tough. They really are taking their time.
Scott, you're saying...
They all look like bank robbers when you're in there with the mask.
I know. I don't have a mask. So it's Market Basket in Danvers. You're saying they have Angel Soft...
Okay.
Angel Soft.
Terrific.
It's two packs only, right? Just be sure.
All it said was $7.99. Didn't say limit.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, Scott. I'll meet you on Route 1. All right. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate that. So we're getting some tips of, places
some
to get
tips.
Stuff. So if
TP
you have
tips.
Them, you could call in if you got a TP tip.
Yeah. It seems like the paper supplies have come back around a little bit.
Yeah, but for some folks, they're not. So if you know where you can get it, 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. It's 80s and more with Bob, LBF,
And Brian, happy Friday.
Oh, yeah.
In case you didn't know what day it is, because every day is about the same. LBF, I have a recommendation for you, and you too, Brian, because you guys, you work here, you do your show, you're here early with your prep, and then by the time you get home, you become teachers and principals now.
Bartenders.
And Miss Hannigan from Annie.
Yeah. But why don't you tell the class that it's nap time? And you can take a nap.
I can't take a nap.
Why don't you just keep writing that comedy, Bob?
Yeah, I know.
Really? Is it that bad?
It's not bad. God. It's just it's not
You can't
feasible.
Put your head down for a few minutes?
Well,
Let's
I could.
Put our heads
I could.
Down.
I could.
Remember?
Because Dave's home. So, I could.
Do you remember? I know when our girls were going to kindergarten, we brought them the sleeping mats. They would sleep on mats.
I put them with their like assignments that they're supposed to be working on, and then I try to put my earbuds in on noise cancellation mode and lie on the couch for 20 minutes. I go, okay, Daddy's going to lay down for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I usually get about 5 minutes in until someone is tapping me on the shoulder.
God. Wow. I would send them to the principal's office.
Really? Well, she's working upstairs.
Is she? Okay. Yeah. All right. So it's all morning, who we got here? We got Nikki from Middleboro on the phone. Listeners are just calling in if they've seen a much-needed item, where to find it.
All right. Supply line.
Supply. Yeah, I like it. This is our supply line. Okay, the Red Ball Express. We have Nikki from Middleboro. What you got, Nikki?
I know where you can get hand sanitizer.
Oh, do tell.
So, Dirty Water Distillery in Plymouth.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
They are making hand sanitizer and giving it for free. You have to bring 2 empty 3-ounce bottles, and they will fill the bottles for you.
Oh, that's great. Huh.
That's really
cool.
Good.
Okay, cool.
Dirty Water Distillery in Plymouth.
So, Dirty Water Distillery in Plymouth. They have a Facebook page, which is listed on their Facebook page. And while you're there, you can get yourself some liquor.
All right, excellent. All right.
That's trooper. I like that call. That's great. Do they have toilet paper? No.
I got mine last week at Ocean State Job Lot.
Oh, good. Okay, good idea.
You know, I haven't gone to that.
I have.
There's one on my way home.
Ocean State Job Lot, and they had paper towels. And I actually found a bunch of stuff at Ocean State that I couldn't find at Market Basket, like pasta and rice and cereal and spaghetti sauce and all that.
You know what I like about Ocean State?
What's that?
You when you go in, you might be thinking about one thing, but you always just find stuff you never would have thought about.
Yeah.
Yep. Right?
I need a new cookie sheet.
It kind of reminds me of
how I got my kayak.
That's hilarious.
Sorry. What would you say?
Ocean State kind of reminds me of Benny's because I miss Benny's so much.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember Benny's.
Benny's. Rhode Island.
Never went to Benny's.
South Shore.
They were in Plymouth, too. There was one in Plymouth and one in Wareham.
Well, that's great. Well, good. That's good advice.
Thanks for the tips.
Good enough.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You stay safe. All right. Is this Lee?
This is Lee, yes, in Maynard.
Hey, what's up?
I wasn't calling about toilet paper, but, you know, everybody's stuck inside these days, and my wife and I would normally play, like, card games or something with friends once a month or so. Mm-hmm. So it's way old. You might remember AOL. There's still AOL games out there. You don't have to be a member of AOL or anything. You just go to AOL games, and there's Canasta and Gin Rummy.
Really?
And we've been here, and we've played with a couple who live in their own place. We open a phone line, we talk to them, and we play Gin Rummy.
I love Gin Rummy. I haven't played Gin Rummy for years.
I love gin.
It all worked out.
Hey, that's pretty cool. AOL.com?
AOL.com/games.
I like it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You know, the game I used to like as a kid, too, was Life. Did you guys ever play Life? You know, the pink peg,
stress me out.
I had like 8 kids.
I know. I dumped them all. A set of twins. I'm like, oh my God. I'm saddled with a husband and 2 sets of twins. And
This
is, life is terrible.
We're all playing that one for real right now.
Yeah. Hey, Lee, really. Good tip, though. Thank you. Whatever it takes to get through.
Like a pinochle.
Thanks, Lee.
All right.
God. Oh, Canasta. Yeah, Life was always, that was a fun game for my brothers and sisters.
But you'd always have like the friend who like had the best job and the best husband and the best kids. And
you'd be in the poor farm.
Wait, that's actually my life. Yeah. That's my friend.
I want it now.
But what about me and my 4 children?
I'm going to have to sell the cattle ranch.
How much?
$200,000.
Oh,
I've got to pay my father-in-law $10,000.
Oh, I might buy insurance.
Decisions, decisions.
Oh, pay me.
Lawyer's salary fee.
Okay.
There's a game called Life that's really worth living. You and your family have got to play it. The Game of Life from Milton Bradley.
That commercial is like, it's awful. That's like, no wonder life stressed me out.
Right?
I mean, all the things. I owe my father-in-law $10,000. I should have gotten life insurance. I've had these conversations in the past month.
Yeah, that's great. You just need a bigger car.
Oh,
you
know, my God.
All your pegs and everything.
No, I got to sell the cattle ranch. Oh, my God. I got to take a look at that
again.
Good
stuff. Thank you, Lee, for calling. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's going to be just about 60 today. How about that? That's a little nicer, right? Clear skies and 35 tonight. Saturday, 53. And Sunday, a little cold with rain, 46 or so. Okay, but today's nice. Get out if you can. Get some fresh air. If you're online at WROR.com today, you got to check out our pet contest. It's ongoing. We're down to 8 matchups.
The adorable 8 matchups. Right?
That's right. The adorable 8. So you can go on and vote. It's free. You can vote as much as you like because the grand prize winner is going to win a trip for 8 days.
No.
7 nights.
Oh, yeah, 8 days.
Barbados. Right. Yeah. Why? Did something change?
8 days, 7 nights.
Yeah, in Barbados.
Yeah.
Airfare provided by JetBlue. And you have a year to take the trip, but you can vote for your favorite, as you said, the Adorable Eight. So that is till midnight tonight. Then it gets down to the final four.
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
And then
furry
two.
Four.
The furry four.
Come on.
Ryan, that is really good.
Hey, you know, although it could have scales or
it
feathers,
it gets down to the furry four. And he then it's going to be the number two matchup.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you pick that up.
Yeah. So you can vote at WROR.com. While you're there, check out Operation Gift Card. Now, we've asked businesses that are open, if you have a gift card you want to sell for use for later on, or heck, you might even use it for takeout, you can go check them all out at WROR.com, Operation Gift Card. Tons of restaurants open for business.
It's great. Because, I think I'm going
to
get takeout tonight.
It's a good night for takeout, right?
It's Friday.
Me too. Yeah. I was looking, one of my favorite places, Burton's Grill, is doing some like special menus and curbside pickup. So we might try tonight because I don't want to make anyone any more food.
Right. Ugh, 3 times a day.
Give yourself a break. Yeah. If not tonight, tomorrow, you can check out tons of restaurants that are open with Operation Gift Card at WROR.com.
I know we're probably whitewashing our chimney this weekend, the little fireplace.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I've been told.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're doing that. Spending a lot of time with the family.
Yeah.
Because of coronavirus, you are going to be quarantined, but you have a choice. Do you A, quarantine with your wife and child, or B, me?
B. Oh, we love that guy.
Every time.
Because of coronavirus, you are going to be quarantined, but you have a choice. Do you A, quarantine with your wife and child, or B, me?
B.
And live stream anywhere in your house. On your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.